To continue. More thoughts on Cicero. He visits Atticus often, and as I am an honored guest, I am always invited to join them. I cannot grow weary of listening to the great Cicero. When he speaks, he strokes his chin with his left hand as if to do so helps him think. He is quite glib. He explained the triumvirate to me, calling it the three-headed monster because Caesar, Pompey, and Crassus are too hungry for power. They have uncertain tempers, he said, and I see disaster ahead of all three of them. Cicero said that I am the first girl with whom he has enjoyed Socratic conversation, meaning that we discuss philosophies and ideas. No trifles or idle gossip. Though Neva and I do love to whisper such things late at night, I will not confess this to Cicero. Morning, first light. I stepped out of bed this morning and almost crunched underfoot a dead dormouse that the white cat had left for me. I picked it up by its tail and tossed it outside into a bush. I am not ready to cook such a creature.